First today, fathers dealing with mouse problems remain in limbo about whether they'll regain access to a double-strength mouse bait. ZP50 as it's known, was approved for use by the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority back in May of 2021, but that approval ran out at the end of last year. The APVMA is currently deciding whether or not to renew that permit. It won't say how long that could take. Andrew Wiedemann is a Western Victorian farmer and a research and development spokesperson with Grain Producers Australia. He says farmers had to go back to using the old lower strength bait that can be less effective at controlling mice.
The current situation is that the only available bait for them is the Z25 product, which has been the regulation bait over the last 20 years, essentially. And that's where, unfortunately, the situation sits at the moment. We've got an application in to obviously get an extension on our permit and for the Z50 product, the Zinc 50, the one that is obviously double strength, I think, as most people refer to it now. And for that to take place, we're still waiting on a response from the regulator from the last iteration of information we gave back to them.
So that permit for the double strength bait, that expired at Christmas time, so that it hasn't been allowed to be used since then?
That's correct. So it expired on the 31st of December, and manufacturers and resellers unable to manufacture or sell the product. So that has put a severe cap on, obviously, the stock that was also being held by some of the manufacturers and also some of the resellers. So that's something that we've been trying to work through, obviously, with the regulator as well, is to give some leniency towards being able to use that product. And I think what's frustrating, Angus, is just some of the changeover of the guard, I suppose, in terms of personnel at the regulator. That seems to me to be part of the issue here about passing on, you know, information that the industry had been giving to the regulator around why we were, one, asking for research work to be done by CSIRO, and obviously that's quite conclusive in its outcome. And, of course, growers themselves anecdotally have now responded to a survey that was done particularly in South Australia, where 47% have said that they had issues with using 25 and obviously we're looking to use 50 instead because they'd had better results from that during the permit period that we had.
So what's the APVMA telling you?
We haven't really heard, well, we have not heard officially from the regulator as to where they're at with the final part of the application that we've had and our response, which I can tell you was 27 pages of information in response to their request.
So if the science has previously been done on it, you've got farmers saying it's much, much more effective than the previous product, in your mind, would it not then be a formality in extending that approval?
Well, look, I think in general farming practices, yes, I would say yes, absolutely. But at the moment, we've got to work through the systems that are in place in regards to what they're looking for. And of course, zinc phosphide is a chemical or a product that is of biosecurity concern as well in terms of some of you know, potential problems with that. And so the risks around the use of it, we were able to see that it had no environmental impacts on the growers that had used it from those that had gone through the Grain Producers Australia training program. Look, you know, in my mind, yes, but the regulator obviously has other priorities around this, and we need to continue to work with them where we can and to try and put the information in front of them and or do further research work around some of that.
And just lastly, mouse numbers this season, both your place and what you're hearing anecdotally, you got a sense of where they're at?
Yeah, so look, really low populations this year, Angus, to where we've been, which is surprising because given the wet harvest and the amount of grain that has been lost on the ground through natural harvesting practices, that generally builds up mice numbers. But I think it was so wet that we had so much germination of a lot of that loose grain that's actually been disposed of. And so the mice have not had that feed that we thought they probably would have in my own local area. But I am aware that there are pockets where there is still that remaining high, hive activity of mice in paddocks where they've been traditionally there for quite some time, and where 50 has really been a win for those farmers. They are still building up numbers. So it's one that we've got to continue to watch. Obviously, the weather pattern's getting colder, and hopefully, fingers crossed, Angus, we see some wet weather in the back end of this week and going through June, that that starts to also pull up mice activity as well.
That was Andrew Wiedemann. He's a Victorian, Western Victorian farmer, but he's also a research and development spokesperson with Grains Producers Australia, and he was speaking to Angus Verley. Well, York Peninsula grain grower Mark Schilling is also a mouse bait producer. He says a recent survey by Grain Producers SA highlighted just how effective growers have found the stronger bait.
Their survey, you know, basically cements in and backs in Steve Henry's studies that he's been doing over the last, you know, 5 years with GRDC funding, that Zinc 50 bait works. And I think that's a good cross-reference of South Australian growers, that 80% of the time you get 80% kill, but in with a 50-gram bait. But with a 20-gram bait, you only get 20% kill 80% of the time. So, you know, when you look at the numbers and you look at what people's sentiments is, the Zinc 50 bait works. And, you know, look, I'm a manufacturer of the Last Supper, so it's an interesting one that, you know, if we look at it from an environmental point of view, I'd much rather go out there with a 50-gram bait once than three times with a 25-gram bait. You know, I have three times more chances of hurting the environment, which that's not our intention. Our intention is to look after our cropping program and our crops that we put in the ground, because, you know, they're not cheap to put in nowadays, so we need to protect them with every sort of tool we have at our hand. And it was just disappointing that the regulator took this stance, and we just have to work through the issue, and hopefully we can come up with some better solutions that suits everyone around the table.
Mark Schilling there, who's a South Australian grain grower and mouse bait manufacturer. Now, in a statement, the APVMA said Grain Producers Australia has applied for renewal of this permit under a minor use application. The APVMA is currently evaluating the submitted information and is working with the applicant to progress it. And that is the extent of their statement. It's